Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Breaking news, there's significant opposition growing to the World Health Organization. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this definitely is good news as they are preparing to meet in Geneva next week on the 27th. So the opposition is beginning to grow. However, we don't stop fighting and speaking up regarding this.
Yeah, there's a lot of movement that's happening both in the United States and around the world. Mm-hmm. I will say also, 3 years ago, we began messaging on this issue.
Seems
3 years
forever.
Ago. It's been a long time. I know a lot of people have received a lot of communications from us. When we started messaging, we were like a lone voice crying in the wilderness, if you will.
Right.
Because nobody else was doing it. And then we even got pushback from some members of Congress and some people to say, oh no, this is really overblown. There's no way that
right.
the World Health Organization can become a legally binding entity.
Well, I sent emails to all the representatives, and I got a lot of those responses back. Oh, no big deal, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
well, there's a lot that has changed, especially in 2024. Finally, it's like pushing a train. Took a long time to get it to move, but now it's starting to move. But as you say, Holly, while we're going to overview some of the breaking news and some of the significant encouraging developments, we're not there until we're there.
Right.
We're not crossing the finish line yet because there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes, and it'll happen during the World Health Assembly meeting in Geneva beginning on May 27, where they're going to try to push forward this agreement. And all they need, by the way, all they need is 98 nations, which is 50% plus one, to pass this pandemic treaty, other international health regulations. All they need is 98. They
just and that's out of 194, right?
Out of 194. Yeah. And they have the United States with Joe Biden. So if they get 98 nations, Biden is still going to sign on to it. So time is of the essence.
Oh, Biden is chomping at the bit.
So what's happened recently is we've had 49 U.S. senators, all the Republican senators, joined in a joint letter to Joe Biden urging no signing of any international agreement with the WHO. That includes the so-called Paris or the pandemic agreement or slash pandemic treaty.
Mm-hmm.
And also any of the amendments to the international health regulations.
Finally.
So
finally.
49 senators, they all joined on, and that includes the most recently Senator Mitch McConnell, the leader of the minority in the Republican minority in the U.S. Senate. Also, we have 49 members of the U.S. House that have now actively signed their name as a co-sponsor of H.R. 1425. That particular bill says, along with its Senate companion, S-444, that there can be no international agreement with the WHO signed by the Biden administration without two-thirds vote of the United States Senate.
And that's what we've been saying all along. You have to have that vote in order to pass a treaty, right? But
that's
he's been calling it an agreement.
He's trying to call it an agreement. He's following the Barack Obama template, who unilaterally signed on to the Paris Accord or Paris Agreement. And now when you go to the UN's website, it says that that is a legally binding agreement enforceable by international law. That did not get the two-thirds majority vote. And Biden is following that pattern because Obama back then said, well, he didn't need legislative approval. He didn't need the Senate approval because George H.W. Bush actually pushed forward a climate treaty back in 1992 that was ratified. So this is just a modification to an existing treaty. And Biden is trying to follow that same pattern because the WHO goes back to 1948. He says
right.
he doesn't really need Senate approval. That's why these bills are important. It's important to go to lc.org/WHO. There we have a lot of information about the World Health Organization. There you can fax, you can also sign a petition, you can also call members of the House. It's time for them to move forward and pass this legislation. But in addition to 49 senators, 49 members of the House co-sponsoring this legislation, You also have 22 state attorneys general.
Yeah, that happened right after these members of Congress signed this, and it was authored by Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson. The state attorneys general joined together and stated their concern for handing more power over to the WHO for three reasons. First of all, they said the two proposed instruments would transform the WHO from an advisory charitable organization into the world's governor of public health. The WHO currently lacks authority to enforce its recommendations. I've heard that song before, right?
And we were the ones that right. said that years ago.
Right, right. And then second...
And that's when people said, oh, no, that couldn't be possible.
Oh, no, no, no.
Now you have, listen to this, you have 22 states' attorney general signing on. These are
right.
the highest law enforcement officer of those 22 states, and they are now saying the exact same thing that we began messaging on three
Absolutely.
Years ago.
And then second in the letter, they said the federal government cannot delegate public health decisions to an international body. The U.S. Constitution doesn't vest responsibility for public health policy with the federal government. It reserves those powers for the states. Even if the federal government had such power, Article 2, Section 2 requires approval by the United States Senate.
And third, they said that the proposed IHR, which is the International Health Regulation Amendments, and the Pandemic Treaty, would lay the groundwork for a global surveillance infrastructure, ostensibly in the interest of public health, but with the inherent opportunity for control, as with Communist China's social credit system. The current draft instructs signatories to cooperate in accordance with national law in preventing misinformation and disinformation. This is particularly dangerous given that your administration, speaking of Joe Biden's administration, pressured and encouraged social media companies to suppress free speech during COVID-19. That's another thing that we've been saying.
Yes.
That they would, because I mean, this is clear in their documents. It doesn't take necessarily a rocket scientist, if you will, but it does take a lot of research because there are a lot of documents that we have researched with our team here at Liberty Counsel
Absolutely.
And Liberty Counsel Action, and we have put forth this same information. It is encouraging to see the same things that we have put forth now coming from 22 of the state's highest law enforcement officers.
You know, and then the AGs concluded in their letter that the COVID-19 pandemic exposed fundamental flaws with WHO and other public health institutions. These entities breached public trust and are unquestionably in need of reform. The proposed measures, however, would only exacerbate the WHO's underlying problems and enable more civil liberties violations during future emergencies. Can I get an amen for that? Again, we've been saying all during COVID, you saw that was just a test run for them to take control over the United States and the citizens.
Well, and if the WHO actually gets away with this, they will control whether or not you're able to take, like back during the pandemic, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or any other kind of off-label drug to treat COVID-19 or anything else. You see how frustrated and how damaging the hospital protocols were. Mm-hmm. Protocols were set by our failed government policies that the CDC, the NIH, and the FDA, and the Biden administration, they were paying millions and millions of dollars to hospitals to have a specific protocol. And that protocol was turning people away at the emergency rooms until they were really sick. Then when they came, they already had an advanced condition of COVID-19. Then they would put them on ventilators. Then they would never come off of the ventilator. They wouldn't give them nutraceuticals. They wouldn't give them other repurposed medications such as hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and other kinds of things. They didn't treat them properly, and a lot of people died because
a
of
lot.
This protocol that the hospitals were following because they were getting millions of dollars. Now take that out of this failed system and put it into a worst system at the WHO that is connected to eugenicists like Bill Gates, also tyrannical governments like Communist China, and then that would be setting the policy. So this is really encouraging to see 49 senators,
right.
49 members of the House co-sponsoring this legislation, 22 state attorneys general. And by the way, we're going to have more news about what's happening globally, because it's not just here in America. Liberty Council, Liberty Council Action, we are part of a very active coalition to oppose the WHO. And I just encourage you to continue to pray, mm-hmm. because it's not over until it's over. And it's not going to be over until this meeting in Geneva is done and nothing happens. And then even after that, we've got to be vigilant because they're going to come back for more. Go to lc.org/WHO, lc.org/WHO. Send your faxes and your petitions and make your phone calls today. Time is of the essence.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.